All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we're going deep on cybersecurity in aviation.
Yeah, it's a world most travelers don't even think about.
But it's crucial. Think about how much we rely on technology when we fly.
Every step, pretty much.
Booking, check-in, air traffic control.
Yeah.
It's all running on complex systems.
And those systems are handling tons of sensitive passenger data, too.
And the thing is, any vulnerability could have huge EE consequences.
Absolutely. And that's why the recent cyber attack on Japan Airlines is so worrying.
Right. Just yesterday, on December 26th.
They were hit with what's called a distributed denial of service attack.
DDoS attack for short.
Yeah, a DDoS attack.
Which caused some major issues. So for anyone who's not familiar.
The DDoS attack.
Can you explain what exactly happened and why it's such a big deal?
Sure. So basically, a DDoS attack is like a digital flood.
A flood. How so?
Imagine aiming a fire hose at a tiny teacup.
Okay, I get it.
That's essentially what a DDoS attack does to a network.
Okay.
Hackers flood the target server with so much traffic that it overwhelms the system, crashes it.
Oh, wow.
And in this case with Japan Airlines, it resulted in 60 domestic flight delays.
Wow, 60.
Yeah, and they had to temporarily stop online ticket sales, too.
Well, luckily, they were able to resolve the issue in about 90 minutes.
Yeah, 90 minutes.
Which doesn't seem that long, but I imagine even a short window like that
can still have ripple effects.
Yeah, especially in aviation.
Absolutely, where precise timing is so critical.
Right.
Even a short disruption like that can snowball into major delays.
Yeah, all kinds of logistical nightmares.
Exactly. Missed connecting flights, baggage handling errors.
Frustrated passengers stranded at airports.
Yeah, it can be a real mess.
Not to mention the financial losses for the airline.
Absolutely. Airlines operate on incredibly thin margins.
And something like this could really drain their resources.
It's not just about the immediate cost of restoring the systems, either, or compensating passengers.
But there's long-term damage to their reputation, too.
Exactly. If travelers lose confidence in an airline,
to protect their data
and ensure smooth operations,
they might just choose to fly with someone else next time.
For sure.
So it's not just a technical issue for airlines.
It's a business issue and a trust issue.
Exactly. And it's not just a recent phenomenon either.
No, not at all.
Airlines have been targets of cyber attacks for years.
And the methods they use are constantly evolving.
Yeah, this Japan Airlines incident actually reminded me of that CrowdStrike software breakdown back in July.
Oh, yeah.
That impacted several airlines, right?
Right, multiple airlines.
And it cost Delta Airlines a pretty significant amount of money, didn't it?
Yeah, CrowdStrike is a cybersecurity company.
Okay.
They provide what's called endpoint protection software.
Endpoint protection software.
It helps protect computers and devices from malware and other threats.
Basically a fancy way of saying antivirus.
Yeah, kind of.
And a lot of airlines use CrowdStrike as part of their security.
So when there was that glitch in the software, it had a cascading effect, disrupted check-in for a lot of airlines.
Yeah.
Delta estimated their losses at something like $500 million.
Wow, that's wild.
It really goes to show just how interconnected the industry is.
Yeah.
And how even seemingly unrelated software
can have huge impact.
Yeah, on airline operations.
Like a domino effect.
Exactly.
One thing goes wrong and it can impact so many different areas.
Absolutely.
It's a stark reminder that vulnerabilities can lurk in the most unexpected places.
For sure. And let's not forget about the Reseda Hacker Group.
Oh, right.
Targeting Seattle-Tacoma International Airport just a month later.
Yeah, that was in August.
That's right.
That was a ransomware attack, wasn't it?
Yes, they infiltrated the airport system.
And they demanded a $6 million ransom.
To restore access, yep.
I remember Alaska Airlines, which operates a lot of flights out of Seattle-Tacoma.
Right.
They publicly refused to pay.
They did.
They saw it as a matter of principle.
Yeah.
And didn't want to set a dangerous precedent.
Absolutely.
By giving in to these cyber criminals.
It's a tough call, but a really important one.
Yeah.
So airlines are really on the front lines here.
Dealing with these high-stakes situations.
Where one decision could have massive consequences.
Exactly. And the threat landscape is only becoming more complex.
Given all this, the potential for disruption, the financial risks.
Reputational risks.
Yeah, it's clear that cybersecurity is not just an IT concern for airlines.
Not anymore.
It's a top-level concern.
Absolutely.
That demands strategic attention and planning.
I completely agree.
Airlines are finally realizing that cybersecurity needs to be part of everything.
Integrated into every single aspect of their operations.
From the boardroom to the baggage claim.
Yeah, it's a total shift in mindset.
So knowing just how high the stakes are, I'm curious, what are airlines actually doing to protect themselves from these attacks?
Well, they're realizing they can't just rely on one thing.
Right.
They need a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity.
Makes sense.
So one key area is threat detection, using advanced software to constantly monitor their networks.
So 24/7.
24/7, looking for anything suspicious.
Any activity that could indicate an attack.
Mm.
Things like unusual login attempts, large data transfers, attempts to access restricted files, things like that.
So it's like having a digital security guard always on patrol.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And just like a security guard needs training.
Right.
Airlines are also putting a lot into cybersecurity training for employees.
Oh, that's important.
Human error is often the weakest link.
Right.
So it's crucial to educate them about phishing scams.
Oh, yeah, those are tricky.
Strong password practices, reporting suspicious activity.
Yeah, makes sense.
Even with the best technology, one wrong click can open the door to an attack.
Absolutely. So it's about more than just technical skills.
It's about creating a culture of security awareness.
Throughout the organization.
Yes, from the CEO all the way to the ground crew.
Everyone needs to understand the importance of protecting that information.
And following security protocols.
Yeah.
So building security into the DNA of the airline.
That's a great way to put it.
But they're not doing this all alone, right?
No, a lot of airlines are partnering with cybersecurity firms.
Oh, okay, the experts.
Exactly. They bring a ton of experience to the table.
Yeah.
Help airlines identify vulnerabilities, implement best practices,
yep.
develop incident response plans.
So like having a whole team of specialists on speed dial?
Pretty much. But even with all these measures in place,
right.
no system is 100% foolproof.
That's a little scary to think about.
It is. So it's more about minimizing risk.
Okay.
And being prepared if something does happen.
Having a plan in place.
Exactly. And that's where continuous improvement comes in.
Right. Always adapting, always evolving.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is not a one-time fix.
Yeah. It's an ongoing process.
And it involves everyone, not just the airlines.
What do you mean?
Well, the employees, the passengers, we all have a role to play.
You mentioned passengers earlier.
I did.
You talked about how these attacks can impact public trust.
Yeah, think about it.
Okay.
You're planning a trip, and the airline you were going to book with just got hit with a cyber attack.
Hmm.
Would you still feel confident flying with them?
Honestly, probably not.
Right. You'd worry about your information being compromised.
Yeah.
Potential travel disruptions, even the overall safety of the flight.
It's natural to feel that way.
It is. Cyber attacks can really damage that trust.
In the airline's ability to protect data.
And keep things running smoothly.
And once that trust is gone, it's hard to get it back.
Absolutely. So airlines need to be transparent about these incidents.
Open communication.
Exactly. Explain what happened, what steps they're taking.
Right.
Show their commitment to protecting their systems and their passengers.
It's all about rebuilding that trust.
Transparency, communication, and action.
A good recipe for any business, really.
Especially one like aviation, where safety and security are so crucial.
We've talked about the challenges and the ways airlines are fighting back.
Right.
But what makes cybersecurity in aviation particularly difficult?
One big thing is just the complexity of everything involved.
So many systems all working together.
It's a massive network of interconnected technologies.
Reservations, air traffic control, in-flight entertainment.
All of that and more.
Wow, it's like a giant puzzle.
Yeah, and to make things even more complicated,
oh, nice.
A lot of these systems rely on old technology.
Legacy systems.
Exactly. So airlines are constantly trying to balance things, keeping the planes in the air while also upgrading for security.
So finding that balance.
Between operational needs and security needs.
A tough spot to be in.
It is, and then you've got the constantly shifting threat landscape.
Right. Those cyber criminals never rest.
They're always finding new ways to exploit vulnerabilities.
So airlines have to keep evolving their defenses.
To stay one step ahead, yeah, it's a constant game of cat and mouse.
And it's a global problem, right?
Absolutely.
These attacks don't care about borders.
So international cooperation is key.
I was just thinking that.
Sharing information about threats, best practices.
Okay.
Incident response, it all has to be shared.
Makes sense. A global effort.
Exactly. It's not just about individual airlines protecting themselves.
It's the whole aviation community working together.
To create a more secure environment for everyone.
Like a global cybersecurity task force for the skies.
I like that. But international cooperation is just one piece.
Oh, right.
Governments also have a critical role to play.
Okay, how so?
They can set cybersecurity standards for airlines.
Okay.
mandate specific security measures, enforce penalties for not complying.
I see.
They can also provide guidance and support to help airlines implement everything.
So creating a level playing field
yeah.
and providing the resources they need.
Exactly. It's a shared responsibility.
A coordinated approach from everyone involved.
Absolutely.
It's clear that aviation cybersecurity is incredibly complex.
It is.
And it seems like we're still figuring out the best way to approach it.
We are, but we're making progress.
I'm curious, looking ahead, what does the future hold for aviation cybersecurity?
Well, one of the really promising things I'm seeing is the rise of AI.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah, and machine learning in cybersecurity.
Okay, how are they using that?
So these technologies are capable of analyzing huge amounts of data.
Okay.
And they can spot patterns and anomalies that might signal an attack.
Much faster than humans could.
Way faster, more efficiently, too.
So it's like having a super-powered analyst working around the clock.
That's a great way to think about it. And the really cool part
yeah.
is that these AI systems are constantly learning.
They're getting smarter.
Exactly. So over time, they become even better at stopping attacks.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. It's like a constantly evolving shield.
So AI is a big one. What else is on the horizon?
Another big trend is the move towards what's called zero trust security.
Zero trust, what's that?
It's a different way of thinking about security.
Okay.
It assumes that no user or device can be trusted automatically.
Interesting.
So access to sensitive data is only granted on a need-to-know basis.
So instead of assuming everything inside the network is safe,
you treat everything as a potential threat until it's verified.
Okay.
You have multiple layers of security checks everywhere.
And always verifying identities and permissions.
Exactly. So even if an attacker gets in,
it's harder for them to move around.
Much harder. Yeah.
That sounds a lot more secure than traditional methods.
It is. And it's becoming more and more important as those threats evolve.
And attackers get more creative.
Exactly. So AI, zero trust.
The future of aviation cybersecurity.
It's definitely heading in that direction.
But technology alone isn't enough, right?
Right. We also need to keep that mindset of continuous improvement.
Always be vigilant.
Absolutely. Everyone in the aviation ecosystem needs to play their part.
Airlines, employees, even passengers.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
Well, this has been a fascinating look into the world of aviation cybersecurity.
It has been. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate you sharing your insights.
My pleasure.
Our listener will definitely be walking away with a much better understanding
of the challenges and solutions in this critical area.
So to our listener, the next time you book that flight,
think about this.
What would you do if your flight got grounded because of a cyber attack?
Something we don't often think about.
But it really highlights how connected everything is.
How cybersecurity impacts all of us.
We've learned that aviation cybersecurity is constantly changing.
Full of challenges and innovative solutions.
If you're interested in tech, travel.
Or just want to understand how the digital world stays safe.
Keep exploring this topic. Until next time. Stay curious, stay safe, and happy travels.